This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The debt crisis in Europe has forced many countries to cut their budgets and undertake serious economic reforms. Those austerity measures are really beginning to sting, as we will hear in a moment from Greece. But there is one country that has shrugged its shoulders and ignored the trend. France. There, life goes on as usual, and even the mention of austerity makes people angry. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
When French President Nicolas Sarkozy was elected 3 years ago, he said he wanted to radically change French attitudes toward work and benefits. So you'd think his country would be leading the reform wave sweeping Europe. Instead, there's been a lot of this. French politics has a tradition of being sorted out in the street. In 1789, angry crowds tore down the Bastille prison in Paris to launch a revolution. This month, hundreds of thousands of disgruntled workers marched across the Place de la Bastille to protest not a shortage of bread, but Sarkozy's plans to raise the minimum retirement age from 60 to 62. Never mind that many of France's neighbors now work until 65 or even 67. Socialist President François Mitterrand granted the French early retirement nearly 3 decades ago, and many protesters, like Priscilla Barquet, say it's non-negotiable. We've already won the right to retire at 60, and there's no question of giving that up, she says. We're out here today to make sure we keep what we've earned. In spite of the popular pressure, another general strike and protests are planned for tomorrow. Sarkozy's government has stuck to its pension reform. But critics say the French president has fallen far short of his reformist goals. Sarkozy hasn't touched some of the real barriers to economic growth, like the 35-hour work week and the costly and protective labor market. Philippe Frémaux is the editor of the magazine Economic Alternatives. He says the French are willing to make some sacrifices, but they don't think the system needs radical change.
We have succeeded to build a compromise between hard-working capitalism and also some social advantages. We pay a lot of tax for this, but we have the benefit of the tax we pay. So we have a good retirement system, we have a good health system, we have the possibility to have 50 days of holidays a year. And we have good wages.
In Germany, the government has agreed to the most stringent austerity package since the Second World War. British Prime Minister David Cameron admits his cuts will affect every person in the country. But in France, even talk of austerity, referred to here as rigor or rigueur, is taboo. French Prime Minister François Fillon was caught out saying the R word this summer while on a trip to Japan. The media gleefully made fun of it back home.
Le mot terrible, la rigueur! Ce mot terrible qui sonne comme un coup de poing.
France was less affected than many countries by the world financial meltdown, and there was no subprime crisis like in Spain or Ireland. But France hasn't balanced a budget in 30 years, and its public debt is nearly 3 times the allowed EU level. The country should have changed many things a long time ago, says Philippe Manier, an influential business consultant. But he says governments on the right and left are too afraid of the street.
Any government in France thinks it has a kind of special responsibility towards people who protest, which has no political logic, no political legitimacy. You should not care whatever people say or do on the streets in a free country with regular elections. But that's how it is.
One economist summed up the issue in an op-ed in the newspaper Le Monde. Michel Godet said the country had lived beyond its means for far too long. It's time to blow the whistle, said Godet, and call the French back to class after 30 years of recess. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.